sounds interesting.
Wasn't there a museum that looked like a vagina?
How?
It was like...
That's very complicated music. How did you get in? Yeah. How do you get out?
Just go in and out.
Like, what did it look like?
A vagina.
How? Like, and,
I don't
like,
know. I'll have to bring the picture.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So, I want to kick off with some reality TV roundup because I just couldn't believe it. Okay, first of all, last night, Greg and I watched a little piece of Naked and Afraid. Have you seen this?
No!
They dropped two naked people off in the wilderness, and they have to survive.
See, I'm against public nudity. Or even
You don't see anything. You only see buttocks. They blur everything out. And it says at the beginning, if you are offended by the sight of buttocks...
Don't watch this.
Okay. So you really only see buttocks. And it was interesting because it was a male-female couple. They were not a couple in terms of having a relationship with each other. But the guy was a chauvinist. Mm-hmm. And he didn't think women could do anything. So he's out here with this woman who's like an Alaskan adventurer. And he trains military people. First thing that happens, he hurts his foot, laid up the whole time, didn't do shit. And it's still thinking about women as being, you know, the second sex.
Oh, God.
She saved his ass so many times, and by the end, he actually had learned a lesson.
Huh, women ain't so bad.
Yeah, women can do so. He was upset because he was like, I can't believe I have to do, like, the camp work. Well, you fucked up your foot, buddy, because you weren't paying attention. Yeah. You know how to fix it. So anyway, reality TV, so I did a little research online, and our friend Tori Spelling, remember Tori Spelling
at 902
& Open? She has had a lot of reality TV shows. I did not know
about it. Oh, she produces them?
She's in them.
Oh.
Did you know this?
No.
It says, we watched her grow up on TV and mature into a married, long-faced mother of four. The former Beverly Hills...
I think you edited that a little bit, didn't
yes.
you?
Well, it says horse face.
Oh, it says horse
no, it didn't say horse face. But she's given SJP a run for her Halston bread money. So the former Beverly Hills 90210 star went on to headline a series of reality shows from Tori and Dean in Love, where they try to run an inn.
I remember that.
And her husband's like a bum, right?
Something.
To Storybook Weddings and the forthcoming Tori and Dean Cabin Fever. Which coming, you know. Then they have another where they go.
How about Cabin in the Woods?
They do. They move to a cabin in Ontario, Canada, and they renovate it. I don't know who wants to watch this, but the show that they're on now is called True Tori. Now, this woman has been, I mean, her father is Aaron Spelling. Uh-huh. So I don't know why she keeps working and defacing her family name.
I don't know.
You think he cut her out? Because she's crazy?
He didn't cut her out, but he's not giving her anything.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Like, she grew up this way, but he's like, make it on your own.
Go get a job in a shop.
He's like, I made it on my own. You can make it on your own.
Get a job in a shop.
Yeah.
Like, do something.
I could see her in a nice apothecary shop.
Yeah. Some candles or something for celebrities. So, True Tori, it premiered April 22nd on Lifetime, so you know it's going to be classy. It follows the reality of the relationship's couple following Dean's recent stint in rehab. So this dude just got out of rehab, and he cheated on her.
Ugh.
So the show is about her and her husband working on their infidelity.
His infidelity.
But they're saying it's their infidelity.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like their baby, I guess. It's their infidelity. So I'm watching the
show. I don't know. If anyone tries to tell me about our infidelity with me and my
our little problem.
It. It's
so bizarre because I don't understand why she keeps having these shows and who's watching them. Like, so basically they don't do anything. Because some reality TV shows, it's like the family has another business or something going on, and they have other things happening. But their business is these reality shows. So it's really about, it's a reality show watching her have reality shows and to see how many reality shows she can make and how she can stay on top with reality TV shows. It's bizarre. And she looks weird.
Does she?
Yeah.
I think she's
all white.
As you
get older, that starts to come out.
Somebody else was saying it. There's a fetal alcohol syndrome. Where
in her?
While it's when the mother drinks too much while she's pregnant, and the child has wide-set eyes.
I wasn't thinking about her wide-set eyes. I was just thinking about, she's starting to look weird.
Well, this is what happens when you age.
Things start to migrate.
Oh, move millimeters. And it throws everything off. Your face doesn't stay the same.
But it says True Tori.
I'm not even thinking about myself.
Yeah.
at all.
I still look like the same hot mess I did when I was 16.
That's right.
Ain't nothing moved. Well, things have moved south.
Right.
A little bit. But it's just so bizarre that she keeps coming up with more and more reality TV shows. What, like, how much money does she need to stay on top? It's so bizarre. I'm not going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
I'm surprised she's lasted all this time. She weighs like a pound.
She's a fighter.
I guess, for reality TV shows. How much appetite does the public have for her husband's foolishness? No. I don't know. So what do you got? I see what look. Is that a Douglas?
No, that's Christopher Walken.
He's looking like Michael Douglas upside down. I'm sitting across the table from the article. So.
Okay. This is our Week in Bateman.
Sweet. So we have a segment called The Week in Jason Bateman that's about to start any moment now. It's featuring the actor Jason Bateman.
Yes.
And we talk about him because we think he's decent.
And we're not in love with him. We're not sexually attracted
not
to him.
Not at all. But we like to report on what he's doing right. From time to time. And apparently he finally did something.
Yeah, guess what?
Is it a movie of his that's going to come out in 2 years?
And no, this is, well, this
yes, it
Nicole,
is.
Nicole Kidman.
It's a long phase podcast. We have news up next with Katherine Hagel and Julia Roberts.
The long phase podcast.
Yes.
SJP, yeah. Julia Roberts,
why the
Katherine
long
Hagel.
Face?
All right. All right. So Nicole, Variety reports Christopher Walken will play Caleb Fang, patriarch of the that titular family. I don't know about the family.
The family Fang?
Yeah. Do you know about it by Kevin Wilson?
Yeah. Is this the one where they're all pretending to be Jewish and someone dies?
Something
and they sit Shiva for like 90 minutes?
Yeah. Dysfunctional. They're a dysfunctional family. Mm-hmm. And thanks to the vocation of the mother and father, Camille and Caleb, they're performance artists who put their craft above everything else, including their children.
Oh, and this is their final performance.
And throughout their childhood, Annie and Buster, played by Jason Bateman.
Okay,
and
both?
Okay.
I want to see him play two people.
Yeah, right.
Like a Victor Victoria, just turn to the other side, deliver, and then turn to the other side and deliver.
Right, or like Adam Sandler playing his brother and sister.
He's in a new movie right now because he hates people. It's called Blended Family, and he's with Drew Barrymore,
who still hasn't
learned to act, and they go to Africa. I want to see the movie where a bunch of rich Africans come to the Appalachians. That's what I want
to
see.
They like going on trips together, because they filmed their other movie in Hawaii.
I think they're doing it for tax credits. They're obviously not doing it for art. All right, What do you have?
Throughout their childhood, Annie and Buster were unwilling subjects of their parents' of various work. As adults, they stayed far away, but when both are in need for some sanctuary, they return home, only to have their parents disappear.
Poof.
Is this going to be a movie? Yeah, Christopher Walken's the father. We don't know. Nobody knows.
Disappears?
Nobody knows who the mother is.
Okay.
And Nicole Kidman and Jason Bateman. And Kidman has been behind this project since its start. Carefully.
Like way behind. Like she was third pick?
Carefully pulling together its pieces. Carefully. Because you know how careful she is.
Why is she still... Okay.
Yeah.
Why is she still?
She secured the screen rights. I mean, she's into
this. So she's making her own work now because nobody will hire her.
She's just like, I'm getting the rights. The Family Fang is going to be it.
Yep.
She got a top-notch screenwriter to adapt the novel.
So basically she's producing this, it sounds right.
Yes.
Right? So she's over 40 now.
And last fall, Kidman found her director and co-star in Jason Bateman, hot off the premiere of his directorial feature, Bad
Words. So he's directing this again?
Yep.
This is on the cheap.
Yep.
this is like our podcast.
Yeah.
Produced by Jaquetta and Katie, starring Jaquetta and Katie. That's
right.
Secured by Jaquetta from Katie.
Theme
song by some people we know.
Yeah, right.
Oh dear. Just is so it a comedy?
Nobody knows for sure.
And
it's a dark comedy.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that funny. 2015, 2016.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. And so Christopher Walken is a comic genius of his own bizarre devising.
So he says.
Yeah. Mother of God.
Wow.
I don't know. So that's The Week in Bateman.
That's The Week in Bateman. So he's got another movie coming out sometime in the next 6 to 18 months.
Well, yeah.
We'll probably keep hearing about it. I've got some advice on advice.
Oh, great. Advice on advice is a segment wherein we read some advice we found on the internet that's unqualified and it stinks.
Yeah, and we improve upon it, hence advice on advice. So this is... It says 10 things science can teach us about being sexy as hell, also known as how to be sexy as hell.
Nice.
According to science.
Okay. Well, we don't need this, and neither do you, listeners,
no.
But we're just going to
tell your unsexy friend how to do it.
Everybody has at least one.
So it says it takes 13 milliseconds to determine if someone is hot. So here's what you can do to make
13 milliseconds?
Yeah, it already happened.
Okay.
So it's too late now.
There's nothing you could do now.
There's nothing you could do. So here's what you can do during those 13 milliseconds, right? As a general rule, smile makes you more attractive, unless your teeth are messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen guys before, and then they hit the pearlies.
And it's not
or the
so.
Pearly.
What? They should just learn to smize.
Yes, smize.
Smile with your eyes.
If you're missing important teeth, smize. So it says, ladies, smile. Gentlemen, if you don't have a good smile, smile slowly. That's creepy.
That's
like a Willem Dafoe type of situation. We just got chiclets coming out real slow. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
A slow smile. What are you going to do with your eyes?
Slowly smize. So you start with your mouth and your eyes closed, and you just slowly open everything up.
Yeah, everybody, look at somebody that you're near, and slowly smile,
slowly
and see
smile.
What they do.
See what they see.
Are you suddenly sexy?
Call 911. You're suddenly under investigation. Number two, beauty sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Get it. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Clothing, red. Men, women, whatever.
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
Shoes.
Yes.
Stockings.
Hat.
Yeah.
Gloves, everything. Wear
big
red.
Scarf.
That's a tough one.
Get a hat with a scarf attached and tie it under your chin.
If you're wearing, as like Miss Havisham, if you're wearing red, you want to be seen.
Yeah, that's right.
It says, guys, also, for men, stubble makes you look smarter and more sociable.
No, it doesn't. It makes you look like you got up late.
Yeah, but because the night before you were having some sweet, sweet love. So maybe that helps out. Guys, chin up. Ladies,
chin down.
Chin down, way down. Look at your cleavage the whole time. Keep it down. Nobody wants to see under your chin or your neck.
If I have my chin up right now, is it awful?
It's okay.
Is it awful?
It's not. It's fine, but it'd probably be better if you looked down.
Yeah. Oh, I just put my head down, and yes. Quite it was overwhelmed by my sexiness.
Yes. The 13 milliseconds are refreshed.
Yeah, luckily, there's no windows in here.
Yeah.
Because if anyone looking
you'd
in...
You'd be storming in. Two women with their chins down? Woof. Okay, it says, guys, deep, dominant voice. Ladies, keep it feminine.
That's right.
Which I don't. You're supposed to raise your voice when you talk to guys. I, for some reason, have always lowered mine. They're like, out.
Hello. Right, that's what I do.
Do you see?
It works great.
Do they snicker? Do you go from hello? And basically what I want to talk about was.
Woohoo.
A lot of people say that they like a low voice on women. Yeah. I prefer it. Although I don't like it when in the morning when I sound like a dude and I answer the phone and they're like, can I speak to the lady of the house? I'm like, you are. Don't worry about it.
But guys can't have a high-pitched voice.
No! They cannot. Guys, emphasize height. Ladies might want to wear flats.
That's right.
Except unless you're me.
I know.
It's fine.
You know, when you're a certain height, it's a hard decision. Heels or no heels.
Is it really? I mean, I'm only 5. But I feel like if you're, what's tall for, because you're tall, right?
Ish. I'm tallish. I'm 5'7".
That's tall for
and
a woman,
that's,
right?
That's a real.
Okay.
That's a real height.
That's a real height.
Guys are the ones that lie about height.
If you wear 3-inch heels, now you're pretty tall.
Yeah, I'm
right?
tall.
Do you wear heels, or did you used to wear heels?
I wore them, and I don't wear them that often, because they hurt. They do.
Yes,
they just do. I'm gonna be honest.
I like to wear heels.
I don't like the women who are like, these heels are so high, and they're just comfortable. I'm like, they are not.
No, they're not that comfortable.
No.
You can get used to them over time, but generally no. Ladies who don't wear makeup, do it.
Better.
Put
Everything.
It on.
Yeah.
And pick a bra wisely. Don't be a fool about it. Don't be an idiot about it.
Consult a sage.
It says men like big boobs. That's confirmed.
It is confirmed.
Yeah. I think men don't like it though when you get back and you deflate your boobs. Or you drain them in the case of the wine bra.
Right. Guys, which I have.
It says, guys, you need to move right, keep cool, and be confident.
Move right. They have to be a jet.
Yes. It says, or if you can't do that, buy a puppy.
Or have Bob Fosse choreograph your way down the street.
These aren't jazz hands. These are jazz hands.
Be cool. Play it cool, guys.
Be cool, guys. It says, you know those obnoxious jerks who constantly lift weights, show off fancy car, and throw lots of money around? Well, it works.
Yeah.
But if you think you're going to date a supermodel, you need to have the whole package, except for brains.
That's true.
Those are optional, yeah. So I don't know what you can do about that. Is none of this helping?
No.
If none of this works for you, people, here's a good takeaway for advice.
Here's a trick
that doesn't ask you to change anything about yourself. Bring along a friend who has your basic physical characteristics, similar coloring, body type, and facial features. But it's slightly less attractive than you.
That's all
that
I have
works.
To do. I like
the grenade.
That's right. Stand by somebody. I like my standing by people who are older and heavier than me.
Their hair's not as blonde.
Yeah.
Or it's brassy.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that. Bring like a less attractive friend who's similar to you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. What if, I mean, you can't always be sure that that person in the eyes of the beholder mm-hmm. is less. So I think you got to pick someone who's just fugly.
Yeah.
With two F's. And then you go for it. So that's our advice on advice.
I love that.
So what do you have?
I have here, and this is another article.
Oh, no.
Straight from the Middle East.
Yes.
The UAE.
Okay.
Okay. It's, the title is A Spirited Case for a Refund.
Oh, no.
A Jinn Possesses Daughter.
Is Jinn an evil spirit?
And Jinn is evil. Like, it comes from the genie.
Okay.
So, basically, you know, what you find in a little lamp.
Yeah. You know. You know how you do. Okay.
Like Aladdin's lamp. The genie comes out. It's really a jinn. That's a spirit.
So, basically, like, so let's. I'm imagining that someone is married would seem like a jinn-free woman. Yeah. And they get their jinns all up in her.
Right.
And they want their money back.
Basically. A mother claims she was conned into handing over 4 million dirhams.
What?
Yeah.
She's insane.
4 million dirhams.
I wouldn't give a half a million dirhams. For someone with jinn? I don't think so.
It's... One dirham equals... No. What is the exchange rate? 3.4 U.S. dollars.
Is one jinn?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a hell of a...
No, not jinn. Dirhams.
Oh, dirhams. Sorry.
Dirhams. And so that's
a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's like you have to divide by three or four or something.
She got
like
conned
that,
into a million. It. Okay, it's a shitload.
Yeah. $1 million.
Yeah.
USD.
Yeah. For what?
Because this... it promised to... get a sorceress to exorcise a jinn from her unmarried daughter.
This is like a good scam anywhere in the world, basically, because we've talked about this scam here, right?
Yeah, and
was this person posing as a colorful gypsy of lore?
A sorceress.
Oh, okay. A sorceress?
Yes, an Emirati mother has filed a lawsuit with Abu Dhabi civil court against an Arab woman she accuses of extorting and taking money through deception.
Is this the court of oblivious? Because you've been dismissed. Wow. I feel bad for the judge.
The court records show the mother paid up after being told her daughter would not be able to marry because she was possessed by a jinn.
I hope that the daughter was working with the sorceress, split this money, and went out had a grand time.
And then got out
and
of that
area. And
got
out of that area. Yeah,
yeah, right? And went someplace else. Man, go to England. Come here.
Yeah, whatever.
The mother said she
would take that Durham.
The mother said she was worried that her daughter had not married despite being a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then... The age of the daughter wasn't given.
Okay.
But she was grown.
Okay. She was grown.
Her mother told the court that the defendant convinced her she knew someone who could help her daughter.
I hope that the sorceress is the daughter's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they're having a fine old time with this Durham.
I hope so.
Yes.
The mother said the woman later claimed the sorceress had told her that a male jinn had possessed her daughter and insisted on marrying her. It's already in her.
I feel like
you might as well buy the whole.
If you believe in the jinn, then why not just make up some mad shit like that? Like, if someone tells me, like, I need to be exorcised, I'd be like, look, the person who's, you know, inhabiting you right now wants you to give me a lot of Louis Vuitton luggage, like a full set.
Yeah.
So work on that.
Yeah. And he says the jinn was powerful and would not let my daughter marry and not any man.
Naturally, yeah. It's not that the daughter doesn't want to get married,
the
jinn won't let her.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
She paid, oh my God, 4 million dirhams and all my daughter's jewelry worth about 700,000 dirhams.
Wow, you lady are a fool. This sorceress is a genius.
They have a lot of money.
Yeah. And no sense.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The mother said the woman later demanded more money, but she refused to pay as she had nothing left.
Oh! I like her stuff. Go into debt.
Yeah.
Now that I have everything
you
have.
I can get the gin out of this.
Yeah, you want
my daughter.
Gin in here forever?
But mom, I have a jinn in me.
Yes, I'd love to marry Ahmed, but I can't.
Because this guy's male.
It's not because he's disgusting and I have no interest in him. It's because I got another guy in me.
I can't get him out.
I can't get him out.
A jinn.
We need more money. We need more money.
The sorceress.
Yeah, I'm going to go stay with the sorceress for a while.
Yeah.
See if she can help me get that jinn out of me. This sounds suspicious to me. I hope it is what I think it is. I hope it's a lesbian plot.
I hope so, too. I hope everybody...
That's so crazy.
Yeah, after probably...
You know, we've been doing the wrong thing with this podcast. We could be going around taking gins out of people.
Right?
A mad Durham.
Yeah. I'll be down with it.
I have a piece of... I have another piece of advice on advice, if we can revisit.
Oh, yes.
This is... You know, this goes into the realm of work. Now, I haven't worked in an office in a long time, and I'm always struck by these humorous, like, advice on advice for work. So this is while the cat's away.
Yeah.
How to get promoted while your boss is. I guess, away. How to get promoted while your boss is.
The decision maker is not around, but you're going to get promoted. Yes. Great. Good.
So my boss announced she was going to have a baby. Twin girls, to be exact.
Yay.
How nice for her. And how woefully inconvenient for me. I'm stuck in the office doing two jobs for the price of one. Or so I thought. So this woman goes on to say, in a sense, my boss's departure is really my arrival. It's an opportunity to make an entrance and prove talents in front of a live audience. So you have from 2 weeks to 6 months to make your mark. So the boss is out of the office pregnant. Now is your chance.
Oh,
here's how you get
it all about even.
Yes. But please be careful, it says.
All About Eve is a great movie.
It's fantastic. I love that movie. Efforts to shine or get noticed in an attempt to get promoted while your boss is on leave can turn sour.
That's right.
You might be vying for recognition, but others may see your do-good efforts as an attempt to usurp your boss. If that's your intention, you better drop it. But basically, it is.
It is the intention.
So it says, when your boss is on leave, some people are under the false impression that your job is still the same, but it's not. So they're saying, basically, when your boss is out, you have to do your job and your boss's job. This is always weird for me, because if you can do your job and your boss's job, one of you doesn't
need to be there. Right.
So they're saying the first thing you should do is find out what your temporary job description is and get it in writing. So find out what you're expected to do while your boss is out, so it can be clear. Second, ask your boss how much she or he would like, or it's a she in this case, ask your boss how much she would like you to take on and make it easier for her. So basically find out if your boss wants to know that you're taking a job or not.
Right.
Personally, if I were out of the office, I'd be keeping an eye on this bitch.
Right.
So it says, keep in mind that some people like to stay abreast of what's going on. Some people don't care at all, which means that they probably don't want their job. Also, they said that most of the women, 25 to 30% of women go back to work after 3 months, 30 to 40 after 6 months, and 60% after 12 months. So it still says here that, you know, a lot of women don't come back. Mm-hmm. So this might be your opportunity.
Wow. Yeah. Right. It is an opportunity.
You got it. So here's how you do it. One, demonstrate your smarts to people.
You know.
Just because you don't have
the authority. Demonstrate your book learning.
Yes, your book learning. Just because you don't have any authority doesn't mean you can't offer up your thoughts and opinions. Think through the issues. Come up with a solution. I mean, shouldn't you be doing this anyway?
Yeah.
Don't wait till your boss is gone to think through and come up with a solution.
Start thinking through.
Yeah. Number two, attend her meetings.
Ooh.
Like Melanie Griffith.
Right.
Yes. Find out
working girl style.
Find out what meetings your boss regularly attends and go.
Go.
Show up there.
And if you can't get in, just press your face against the window.
And shout out. Have you thought about what happened in the third quarter with sales? Just saying. So this way you get to interact with management. And I guess if your management is dumb enough, they might not notice after a while. They start referring to you as your boss. I'm saying that. If your boss's name is Carol, just go by Carol.
I'm Carol.
Yeah.
I'm Carol 2.
Yeah, Carol 2.
It says Roman numerals.
Don't hesitate to ask other people for help. It doesn't make you look incompetent. It shows you're a team player. I'm not. You're not a team player. You're trying to get on top of the team.
Right.
To be the boss of the team. If you don't have anything nice to say, .. So they're saying don't speak badly about your boss. I think this depends on where you work.
Mm.
Maybe they didn't like Carol 1. Now's the time to activate.
Right.
Number five, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. I would say the grease. So they're saying if you have too many things going on, you can ask for some help. And it says, understand bravado. Keep people informed of your successes. Do you know what that means?
Look what I did. Toot your own horn. Look what I did.
The long term.
I made a spreadsheet.
Yes.
Come on.
While Carol was out. Carol 2 is doing it.
Who Carol did this, one Carol 2? Who's Carol too? Me.
I'm Carol too. The long-term benefits is that it will strengthen the relationship between you and your boss.
Oh.
When
Oh, is that how you strengthen a relationship?
Yes.
Doing stuff behind somebody's back.
She'll see how reliable and competent you are when she's not around. And then it will come in handy. You can tell them. So for this woman, she says, it worked out for her. My boss kept communication to a minimum, so I've left to figure out things on my own. At the last minute, she decided not to return. I wonder how that happened. Did she have a fall?
Oh yeah, right. Showgirl style.
Yes.
Down the stairs. We reference how many movies in this advice?
Yes. However, even if her job had been offered, I wouldn't have wanted it anyway. But I wanted a promotion and a raise, and I got it. Sometimes I got it.
And then she takes another sip of scotch and throws the glass across the room.
It says sometimes nice girls do finish first. And it doesn't say who the author is, but it's from vault.com. So vaulting over your boss. into the next thing.
Yeah, don't bother climbing a ladder when you can vault.
Yeah, I've never... Well, you can springboard over the person in front of you. Or use them as a vault. I've never gotten a promotion at a job before because I always try to quit before that shit happens.
There you go. That's a way to do it.
I promote myself to another job. Yeah. Another company.
You tell other people to leave.
Yeah.
That's how I go.
Yeah. I just lessen the people, below me. So
you're
I naturally
fired.
Get pushed up to the top.
You can't fire me. You're not my boss.
Have I ever been fired? No, I don't stick around long enough.
No.
For that. Good luck firing me. You got to do it on day one. Besides that, day three, I'm out. You're like, she didn't even set up her desk. Don't need to.
Yeah, because I'm not staying.
I quit. Yeah. I won't be here long. I'm not even going to take my shoes off.
What do I need to do? Show me. Go through the training program?
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm out of this. Yeah. I once filled out a bunch of forms for a job, and then the last form, I was like, you know what? I don't need this. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, that's exactly what I need. Stuff the forms. So I feel that you have an announcement to make.
I do have an announcement.
What's it about?
It's about Cinema.
And whore.
Cinema is, if you've been listening to our podcast, you've enjoyed their music.
For free.
Intro and outro.
Yeah, and now there's a time to pay for it, and that time is today.
Yeah, they are on tour with Black Flag. It is the victim.
And whore.
And it's Black Flag's Victimology Tour, mm-hmm. North American Tour 2014, and they are the special guests. Cinema and Whore.
Yep.
H-O-R.
H-O-R, Whore.
And it started May 15th.
Yeah, it kicked off. It punted off.
Hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore. And it's going to be going on for a couple months now, right?
Yeah, it is. And so just go to cinemaband.com and figure out where they are.
They're going to be crisscrossing the country. They've got 30 scheduled dates and maybe some more coming up.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So if you live in a town... In North America, they'll probably be there.
Yeah. And go see them. They're excellent live.
Yeah.
They're
hard.
They're great guys. They melt faces. They break hearts.
Yeah. Is that your
slogan?
That's
mine.
Okay.
That's my
I like it.
For them.
I thought it was theirs.
No.
Because I feel like when they were here, they said it as well, but they picked it up from you. They learned it from watching you.
I made it up. But I don't think that they're saying that seriously.
It's going to be on a t-shirt now? Hashtag melt faces.
Break hearts.
Break hearts. Nice. I like it. So, victimology.
Yeah.
So, I got a little hashtag penis news. Bringing the pain, people. Bringing the pain. We're celebrating the member.
Penis news.
Penis news.
Celebrating a member since 2012.
Yes. Celebrating the male member. So, it's fun. Okay. So, all the time on the internet, you find things. People get really upset when something's in the shape of a penis.
They do.
I don't know why.
Or if it's, accidentally in the shape of a penis.
Yeah. So, let's say somebody has
a banana.
A banana, and then maybe someone sticks two small walnuts by it just to prop it up, and then it goes flaccid a little bit. Boom. Everyone's upset.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
I know. When I have my walnuts out on my desk with the banana.
Yeah. And the banana's old. Okay, so this is Penis Skate Park. Designers hit back at claims that they create a phallic shape on purpose. So apparently this is a skate park somewhere in Wales, and it's been put together by people who make a lot of skate parks. And apparently from above, it looks like a penis.
It totally does.
It kind of does.
Yes.
It says, designers behind the penis-shaped skate park have hit back at claims that they created a phallic shape on purpose. Somebody was looking at it on Facebook, and they said, quote, has anyone noticed the unfortunate design? Unfortunate? What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. The designer...
That's unfortunate design.
Yeah.
Look at the size of it.
Look at the size of it, yeah. The designer denies there was a cock-up.
Oh, you can't.
In the construction.
They did not.
But they also said that the cock and balls design is usual for skateboarding. So it's for skateboarders. There are two, pools.
Yeah.
And then there's, kind of an area where it's a little bit longer, and it terminates in another pool. I don't know how you can get away from that.
Yeah, you can't.
Unless it's going to be a crazy skate park. It says, we get these kind of comments a lot. Unfortunately, certain people seem to get really excited by a giant phallus. My response is that your penis is shaped like this. You should probably have a chat with your general practitioner. So local residents and a former pro skater insist that the contours of the park assist a smoother ride, and the design is known in skater circles as the combination bowl that gives maximum satisfaction to the rider. Probably didn't help them out.
Maximum satisfaction.
But then they showed here a church that is also shaped like a penis.
Yeah.
So basically if you have something that's round and then you have a long corridor and then you have something that's slightly less round on the other end of it, you got yourself a penis.
That's it.
It's just so bizarre.
That's life.
It's what they what if it looked like two boobs? Would anyone be upset?
Yeah.
That's a lot of things.
I know, right? I have a light fixture that looks like a boob.
Are you upset about it?
Sometimes I wish for a different one.
Hashtag boob news. Boob news is always interesting.
Wasn't there a museum that would look like a vagina?
How?
It was like,
that's very complicated music. How did you get in? Yeah. How do you get out?
You just go in and out.
Like, so, what did it look like?
A vagina.
How? Like, and
I don't
like,
know. I'll have to bring the picture.
I'd like to see that.
I will.
This would be very either a very small museum. It's a very thin museum.
Was it a stadium? Something. probably should.
Was there shrubbery around it or something? Like, how? I want to know. Anyway.
All right.
So that's my penis news.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Okay. We have a listener mail.
Sweet.
This is from Greg.
Okay.
Your husband.
He keeps listening and he keeps sending in mail.
Yeah, this is... the subject is anxiety causes upskirt madness.
What?
So upskirting. You're familiar with the old upskirting.
The old school upskirt was just a small mirror on the shoe.
Right. Someone who put a mirror. Guy.
Yeah.
Goes usually. Without saying. Puts a mirror on the shoe so you can see up somebody's skirt.
Yeah. You walk over to someone and then you can see, I don't know, a pair of panties.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
But now men are using cameras, video cameras
on their shoe.
No, just okay. Like on with their, I don't know, they're kind of sneaking it over. God knows.
How do you not know?
I'm not thinking about how to upskirt people.
I'm also usually not, like if I see someone putting a camera near my upskirt area, I'm going to like.
Well, if you're standing on the subway.
Why not just
can't
look?
Tell.
Here's the thing. We're ladies. All right. We're a little bit older now than we used to because of the passage of time. But it's like when you're younger and you're
that's
wearing.
That's how it works. Time passes and you grow older.
You grow older. Yeah. But I remember being younger and walking, you know, having on a short skirt. I'm walking upstairs and I'm like, hey, some people might see.
Yeah. Okay, that happens.
There's your free upskirt. You don't need to film it. It's available all the time.
Guys are doing it. And
they're watching it at home.
Well, what they do is like when women
upskirt.com.
When women find out, you know, they find the guys and they sue them, and then the courts are like, no, it's you can't be expected for when you're in a public place
to have that kind of privacy up my skirt.
Yeah.
I would say
which is another thing.
I expect not to be filmed, but if I'm walking up up the stairs and I have on a short skirt and someone can see up it, I don't have a problem with that. You know what I mean?
But no, these guys are filming it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they're saying, don't film up my skirt.
Yeah, the filming is the problem. But if you're walking around with this short skirt on, I mean, there's ways to stop people from looking up your skirt.
Yeah.
You could hold it from the back.
Yeah, sure.
You could wear a Spanx.
Well, they're finding out later. And so, in any case, but it turns
and they recognize their upskirt?
And they're being upskirted and they call the police.
I wouldn't know if it were me.
But the thing is that there's no law in the books against upskirting.
So now we have to make a law.
We have to just make laws for it. This is a new technology. We have to make a law for
upskirt.
It. That's all.
Yes.
Because before people were like, oh, it's a peeping Tom thing. But peeping Toms go through windows.
Okay.
Anyway.
Is that the legal definition of a Tom?
Something like that. Someone's peeking.
Okay.
But these guys are filming.
If someone looks in here right now, that's peeping Tom, right? We have no windows in the Hey You Know It studio.
That's right.
We need a new law. We need studio law.
Yeah.
Okay. No one's upskirting me. I'm wearing pants.
Okay. A Pennsylvania lawyer has been reinstated to law practice after a 6-month suspension for taking upskirt video.
Excuse me? A lawyer was doing
this?
Yes. He knew there was no law. He's like, can we do it now?
Yeah. Before a law gets on the books. Clayton.
Meanwhile, the law is named after him.
Yeah. The Clayton Bulware.
Law.
Yeah. He was reinstated on April 24th. The suspension stems from Bulware's guilty plea.
What's his name? Bulware.
Bulware. B-O-U-L Ware.
Ew.
Yeah, right?
It's the Bulware provision.
He pleaded guilty to privacy invasion charges for videotaping up the skirts of a 16-year-old girl and another woman.
Oh, for the love of sweet. Just look up the damn skirt and move on.
According to prior coverage, he wore a size 15 shoe.
Excuse me?
Used a camera attached to his shoe.
I would like it if he were like 5'2".
Yeah.
With some fucking clown shoes on, basically.
His reinstatement is subject to a 3-year probationary period.
No, he should be. We have too many lawyers in this country. They should be just barring people from chalking and chewing gum at the same time. Who cares?
Yeah, but where a psychiatrist said the lawyer did not have a sexual disorder, according to the
So they had to check to see that he just wants to creep?
His psychiatrists were caused by his anxiety after losing his job and his house and ending his relationship with a girlfriend.
He needed to see a panty?
According to the report, Boulware had a swinging lifestyle with the girlfriend.
What do you mean by swinging? Like Austin Powers? Like da 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 da?
Yeah, and and their sexual encounters. Boulware said upskirt tapes were an effort to somehow stay connected to the type of relationship he had with his girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
What type of relationship did
they have?
Did she
lifestyle.
Just walk upstairs?
Whatever. They had a swinging lifestyle, and he was just like, I miss her, and my house.
I need to look up people's skirts.
My house, and I have anxiety, so I need to, film other people's...
Why not just... It's available online. Like, people sell this. Like, there are women out there who will film themselves.
Who will do it, yeah.
Or who you can work with to set up a scenario where you're filming
But
them.
It's so much more fun when you upset somebody else.
Yes.
And invade their privacy.
Oh, maybe he's just a cheap ass. Go online.
Yeah.
Pay for it. Upskirt. Or just look up the skirt and shut the F... Like...
And Greg writes... Beware men in size 15 shoes, or as one commentator said it, if you were in this guy's shoes, you'd be on camera.
Oh my God. I don't understand. Like, it's so much. You know what? When you're doing something like that you know is wrong, the fact that he's taking time to buy the shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fix the camera
to it. I have trouble taking a selfie. Like, I don't have time for this. And like I said, if you want to see up a skirt,
yeah,
just go on the subway, stand under a grate. Look at all the upskirts you want to look at.
Right,
no
right.
one cares. I don't have an expectation of privacy, but at that level. But I do have an expectation of somebody not filming my hoo-ha.
Right. Yeah.
And am I supposed to recognize it on camera and be like, yeah, that was it?
Right.
That was my thong.
Yeah. Like, exactly. No. Somebody should be filming up your skirt.
Maybe we should invest in panties that say something on it.
Yeah, if you're looking at this.
Yes. If you lived here, you'd be home now. Stop filming.
Yeah.
This is illegal. Or, you know what?
This is illegal.
Here's something that will stop people.
Attach a camera to the outside of your panties.
To film them?
Film them. Take pictures.
Downskirt.
Yeah. I'm going to downskirt you.
You know, or better yet, I'm going to have something on there that no one would see. I'm going to get a pair of underwear that has Dick Cheney on the crotch. Film that.
Yeah.
Maybe Republicans would be into it, though. In any case. I like it. So I have some tales from their campfire.
Oh, tales from the campfire. Campfire.
It's camplified. Tales. These are going to blow your hair off.
That's right. This is a segment wherein we retell a ghost story, a legend, a myth.
Yeah, folklore. As folklore. Tales of the paranormal.
Right. So gather around.
Gather around, everyone. So this is called the Crasu.
The Crasu.
Yes, and this is a Thai legend. So, basically, the Crasu is a nocturnal ghost of a woman, and it's just the head of the woman. And then the trachea, and then her entrails.
Oh, okay.
And they float around. Sometimes it glows, sometimes it's dripping with blood, sometimes not. Sometimes it's just basic. Well, so according to the Thai legend, it's, like I said, the organs below the head usually include the heart, the stomach, and some of the intestines.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's the ghost is voracious in nature, so it likes to devour people.
Oh, and well, I would too.
Yes, even though there's nowhere for it to go.
Yeah,
that's why it's always hungry.
Yeah.
That's why it's always hungry. So there have been another movies about it recently as they've been getting more and more into their folk stories. So in Thailand, there's a legend of a Khmer princess who became a Crasu. So anyone can become a Crasu. There's
right.
no like
You don't have to be a princess.
You don't have to be a princess.
You can be
someone who tried to do black magic, or maybe your grandmother was a witch,
something
like that. So this Khmer princess was, she was executed by burning because she was found having an affair with a man from the opposition. So she was a princess, and she was supposed to marry a Siamese nobleman who had been taken over the area. She was very distressed because, like I said, she was in love with one of the conquering soldiers.
Yeah.
And he was of a lower
status. He probably was really hot.
Yeah. And they caught them together, and then she was sentenced to death by burning. But before she could be burned to death, she had a spell cast over her by a sorceress. You know how they do.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to allow her body to escape unharmed from the flames.
Well.
Apparently.
Wah, wah.
Apparently it didn't take in time. And
it only got to her head.
I guess they burned her right away, like Texas style. They didn't wait; they went right to it.
Oh,
so the spell was powerful. The effects arrived late, and most of the body had already been burned. And what remained was the viscera, right, and her head.
Wow.
And then her charred remains continued to haunt people as the Crasu ghost. So there are other traditions that said their crusus have been created. There was a rich lady who had kind of a hood over her and a ribbon that was supposed to protect her from the sunshine. She was possessed by an evil spirit. Mm-hmm. I guess she was exposed to the sun. Boom, everything's gone but the head. There's another woman who's trying to do black magic. And pow, just the head and viscera. And it can, or like I said, if your grandmother or a woman in your family was a witch, boom, you can become a crusoe.
There you go.
And at night, the crusoe comes out and tries to eat everybody.
Every night?
Every night, on the regular.
For God's sake.
12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So because it's missing the stomach, it's always hungry, and it comes out at night to satisfy its gluttony. It likes to drink blood.
Well.
And have raw flesh.
I would be like, just swallow me whole, and then pass right through, and then be like,
come out the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, I think that might not work.
Okay.
Yes. But I like your style.
Thank you.
So the crusoe attacks cattle or chicken, and it eats the blood, drinks the blood, and eats the internal organs. It also will, if it comes upon carrion or feces, it will devour that as well. If there's no blood available.
You know, then... God, that would solve a lot of, like, sewage drainage problems.
Yep.
She'd just be a plumber.
Yeah, she could just be.
Just go right down the drain, the toilet.
Come out the other side. She's very small.
Yeah, right. Just, I have a blockage.
So they say, you know the crusoe has been about if you go out the next day and you see blood-soiled clothing or excrement-soiled clothing because she has wiped her mouth with them.
Nice.
It's not that someone has thrown out bloody things. So the villagers would not then hang, you know, things out at night because they didn't want the crusoe to come along and soil their clothes.
I would be like, I'm taking this in.
So here's where you'll really like it. The crusoe really, really likes to hang around pregnant women.
Oh, for
just before or after the childbirth because apparently, like a little placenta.
Well, you know, where I think that's
nutrients.
She's doing a service.
Yeah. So it hovers around the house of a pregnant woman and it utters sharp cries to instill fear. It has a long, proboscis-like tongue. Which can get at the placenta before it comes out, or she'll wait until afterwards.
Well, she should just
wait. She'll have it then.
And she doesn't need to instill fear. She could just be like, knock, knock, excuse me.
She'll also...
Ma'am, I'm... ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am.
I know you just had a baby.
I know.
I'd like the placenta.
I'm on hard times. I lost the rest of my body in a tragic spell miscasting.
You know how that is.
Yes, and I need some placenta, and I will get my own eventually. Yeah.
So the crusoe is responsible for all the negative things in childbirth. After you have the kid, you should take your placenta far, far away and bury it very deeply to stop the crusoe from getting to it. I'm like, look, if you're
just
not using it.
Just have it. I just throw it.
Yeah, just here you go.
Yeah.
Like doggy bag style.
Yeah, like I have this piece of fish in my freezer that I don't want to cook. Because I ate the other piece and I didn't like it. It smells. So I'm going to just take it outside.
Yes.
Let a cat out.
Basic.
Yeah.
You know? So the crusoe does have a body that goes with it. That burnt, charred body.
Right.
Or the dead body. And it has to reunite with it by the morning.
All right.
Now, if you're able to find a body with no head and you think it belongs to the crusoe and you can destroy that body, the crusoe will just attach to another body and then it will go mad because it's the wrong body. You know how that is.
Yeah. This sounds like a mess.
Yeah. So this is the crusoe. So late in the past, like 15, 20 years, there have been a lot of movies in Thailand with this character, and they've kind of turned it into sort of a modern day Thai vampire.
Okay.
So the crusoe, and that's our tale.
That's great.
Cool. Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
All right, this is
beer news.
Beer news.
This is what we're reporting on beer.
That's right. What's the news on beer?
What's the deal with beer?
Yeah. This is from the Times of India.
Okay.
10 reasons.
Now, they have some great beers in India.
Yeah, 10 reasons. You know, well, that's where the IPA.
I didn't know that.
This is the story.
Okay.
This is, just listeners.
I wish you would do it with a song in ancient times in India.
Yeah, when they were colonizing India, when the British were going overseas and, you know, like India's the hot place to be.
Mm-hmm.
They would sail over and they need their beer, of course, but the beer wouldn't make the trip. So they added extra hops to it. So it would be preserved and make the whole voyage.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a little more dry. And that's where the India Pale Ale comes from.
I had no idea.
An IPA. Yeah.
I love Indian beers. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 10 reasons why beer is not bad for you.
Okay, not so bad.
Just
is it so
bad.
Wrong beer?
It says here, number one, beer drinkers live longer.
Do they?
moderate drinking is good for you, and beer is good for moderate drinking.
Okay. That sounds like propaganda.
Yeah. Everyone knows that if you drink too much, it's not good for you.
Okay.
Let's not pull punches. If you're a drunk, you run into things.
Excuse me? This is how you could tell it's not. It's in English, but it's clearly from another country, because we don't say if you're a drunk anymore.
Yeah, if you're a drunk and run into things, and you drive into things, and you get esophageal cancer, you get cirrhosis and other nasty conditions.
But if you don't.
More and more medical research indicates that if you don't drink at all, it's not good for you either.
Run into a few things.
Yeah.
A little esophageal cancer never killed anyone. Well, it did, but.
According to numerous independent studies, moderate drinkers live longer and better than drunks or teetotalers.
Is the life better?
The drunk.
No, they don't know. You ask them, I feel good.
Beer is perfect for moderate drinking because of its lower alcohol content and larger volume compared with wine or spirits.
Okay. What? Okay, so you could drink more of it and get less drunk? That doesn't sound good to me.
As that old radical Thomas Jefferson said, beer, if drank with moderation, softens the temper, cheers the spirit, and promotes health.
Radical?
And he didn't need a scientific study to tell him that.
Oh, wow. Brought to you by beer.
Okay, number two, beer is all natural.
It can be,
not Bud Light.
Was it you that was telling me you started looking? No, I think it was my friend Akinos who said she was looking for all natural, like non-GMO beers. Yeah. And she read some article about it, and there are very few, actually.
There are very few, yeah. And I think Budweiser has formaldehyde in it.
Ew, why does everyone want to put formaldehyde in everything?
Because preserves.
Okay. But how long does beer need to last?
Nobody knows.
I was in the bodega the other day, and now they have, I think it's Bud Light with a twist off.
Yeah.
So you can have your shitty beer for later.
Yeah, of course. So beer is all natural. Some know-it-alls would tell you beer is loaded with additives or preservatives.
Not this know-it-all.
Akinos.
Yeah. Akinos.
Well, the truth is that beer is all natural as orange juice or milk, or maybe even more so. Some of milk.
I can't think of anything less natural in the United States than milk and OJ.
Right. Beer doesn't need preservatives because it has alcohol and hops, both of which are natural preservatives. What did I just tell you?
Yeah.
About the hops.
No.
Only the IPAs.
Oh, my God.
Beer is only processed in the
beer,
sense...
Beer, 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 beer. Who wrote this?
This is Reagan Gavin Rushquina.
Okay. Rushquina, you were the girl. I like that.
So beer is only processed in the sense that bread is.
Bread is really fucking bad for you.
It's cooked and fermented and filtered and packaged. The same could be said for Heineken.
Oh, so this is written by Heineken?
No, we don't know.
Rajneesha.
Beer is low in calories, low in carbohydrates, and has no fat or cholesterol.
Are we talking about the same thing?
This is what they're...
Like, are you still talking about beer? I just wanted to piggyback quickly on your beer news. There's a new beer out there right now, because the new thing in beer is spicy beer. Like, really spicy beer.
Okay.
So the one beer I picked up was the Monkish beer. It's from Belgium. It's called Shaolin Fist. Shaolin Fist is infused with chilies. No, sorry, not infused with chilies. It's infused with Sichuan peppercorns. And it's supposed to be very spicy.
Oh, my gosh.
Shaolin Fist is tingly and numbing. The unique flavor, it blends with dark fruit and spicy yeast. But if you want something with a little more spicy punch, keep your eyes out for the cask ale variant called Shaolin Kick.
Oh.
Which has Thai basil and sriracha sauce.
Sriracha sauce in your beer?
Shaolin Fist?
That's no thanks.
A fistful of beer.
Ooh.
I like it. All right, we're out.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks!
She had the smallest eyes I've ever seen. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
They were tiny.
Tiny eyes.
And it's like, that's something that
that's
I feel
a good
like.
Song. That's going to be the song by the Whip Father.
Tiny eyes. The thing with tiny eyes is you can accentuate them with makeup. Yeah. And it was almost as if she de-accentuated them. I don't know. In any case.
You and your tiny eyes.
Tiny eyes are kind of watching you. Kind of. Rajneesha.